Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy continues his amazing streak of good songs. Do you know who this is, Appel?
I know the song. I've heard it before. I just don't know who it is or what it's called.
You know what? We should give that to DBJ. I can call you Betty. You can call me Al. This is Paul Simon. You can call me Al. You know what?
Is this solo Paul Simon or is this Simon?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you know what half of what duo he was in?
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel.
All right, just checking. Do you know Garfunkel's first name?
Simon. Art.
Art Garfunkel. You are correct.
All right, it's Art.
Look at you. I don't think many people your age would know that.
My dad and my mom, growing up, that's what we listen to in the car.
You know Simon and Garfunkel, Solana?
I do. I bought one of their vinyls once at like Urban Outfitters because it was on sale and I thought it was cool.
Oh my God, do I love record shopping at Urban Outfitter. Oh my God. There is such a great pleasure. There's an Urban Outfitters on Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach. There is such a great pleasure in going upstairs to Urban Outfitters. They have stuff that you never knew you needed and you really don't, but you can't help but buy it because of the way that they have it displayed. So you bought a Simon and Garfunkel album?
I did. I just thought it would be cool to have in my arsenal because, you know, like one of these old timer, I don't know who I'm impressing with Simon and Garfunkel.
Right.
But
well, if you bring a cougar home to the house.
Hey, a cougar. I mean, more like an abuela.
That's funny, man. Good on you. Do you have a record player?
I do, yeah. I do have a record player. Does it work? Huh. I mean, I don't know. I guess I could try it out in the new home.
Jimmy, you have any vinyl? You have a record player?
We do not.
You do not. You, Appel?
I don't, but I do love the sound when you put the thing on the record.
Yeah, I don't have one, believe it or not. I actually have some vinyl above me here in the thing. I don't have a record player, and I always say, oh, I'm going to go get one, like a little Bluetooth record player or something. But you remember what happened when I bought the Walkman? I decided I wanted a cassette player, and I went online and I bought the cassette player because I was going to use that to jog at night instead of listening to iTunes. A terrible thing happened as I started jogging with the Walkman. Yeah, I use iTunes.
Yeah, nope. It's not called iTunes anymore.
Sure it is.
Not for like 5 years, at least.
What are you talking about? You're right here on the phone.
Apple Music.
Let's see. Music.
You got it, Grandpa. iTunes, huh? We remember. You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, slow your roll here, baby. I bought this Walkman. You can't just jump to the next song when you're listening to a cassette. You're trying to like time it out. Oh, okay, I think I can start the next song here. Disaster. So for that reason, I'm out. I'm not buying a record player.
I associate record players with like 1920s and 1930s swing music. I don't associate it with like. Excuse me?
You're thinking of a Victrola.
Am I?
Yes.
If
you're thinking of 1920s, where the big thing is coming out, that's a Victrola.
I don't think that's right.
Who was around in the 20s, me or you?
You, I guess.
I got there before Solana. He was sitting back in his chair.
I was getting ready.
I figured I'd launch it up for you. Let's get a headline here because we do have a lot to get to still. The trade deadline has come and gone. See, ESPN 49ers acquire Khalil Davis. I don't think anything startling happened here during the NFL trade deadline. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Yeah, the only big thing, the Ravens, they traded for Tre'Davious White, Pro Bowl cornerback. So they add him. And then we had kind of gone over a couple other deals. The Mike Williams era in New York is over. He's headed to the Steelers. And then Marshon Lattimore is leaving New Orleans. And he is now on the Commanders. Commanders are buyers. Nobody's shocked about that. They might be the best team in the NFC East right now.
Anybody disappointed that the Dolphins didn't do anything? Either didn't, like, either side, get someone or just start a sell-off?
Not really.
No. Is that because we're just kind of like, hey, this season is what it is. You're not fixing it this season. We don't trust you to start accumulating draft picks for pieces now because we don't know if you're the people who are going to be in charge of taking those draft picks. So, like, just get through this season.
Yeah, and I also found it bizarre that Rosenhaus went as far as to say that they were going to be buyers. Like, that never made sense either. This is about what I expected. The trade deadline in the NFL in general is not like the NHL. It's not like Major League Baseball or the NBA where there's a flurry of trades right before. Like, there's a handful today, and some of them have recognizable names. But for the most part, like, you don't see that kind of activity in the NFL like you do in the other sports at the trade deadline.
But he did specify, like, he said 3 weeks ago, as early as 3 weeks ago, they were looking to make trades. Man, if the Dolphins would have beaten the Cardinals, they were there. They should have beaten the Cardinals. And if they would have beaten the Bills, they were there. They could have beaten the Bills. We'd be having...
I think that's where that comes from Drew.
Right.
And 3 weeks ago, they're going, okay, Tua comes back. We're going to win those two games. And so this is going to feel like a completely different season than it has. Just didn't work out that way.
But I was expecting to come on the show Monday, Hawk, after a Buffalo Bills just romp on the Dolphins and say, trade everybody. This team is no good. And even me, like the biggest detractor of the Dolphins on the show all season long, I was kind of like, man, you saw
it. They hung with them.
You saw
it. Buffalo.
Yeah.
Anybody, and I say anybody, I mean Appel, see a path to victory for the Dolphins next Monday night in L.A.?
There's always a path.
Do you see it?
I haven't quite seen enough yet, but there's a path. I like road games there are tough. Cross-country road trips always. I know they did win a couple years ago, obviously, on opening weekend against the Chargers. But I don't know. Rams feel like they figured it out with their guys back. Puka's going to be fresh. He basically had another game off after throwing a punch and getting ejected. Their defense is playing better. Jared Verse, the rookie defensive player from Florida State, has been an animal this year for them. That's going to be a really tough one for them. And obviously, all these games are must-win for the Dolphins at this point. And that's why you look back at the games against the Colts, the Titans, the Cardinals, and Buffalo yesterday. You would have loved to get at least two of those.
Sunday.
Now they're in a really tough spot. And I know Tua did the, oh, we were 1-7 a few years ago and we finished 10-7. Yeah, like, too jumbled in the AFC right now.
And you can't really rely on that strategy
right
year after year.
Exactly.
And there's no guarantee. Okay, fine, they beat the Rams. Well, you're for sure we're picking them to beat the Raiders after. For sure we're picking them to beat the Jets twice. For sure we're picking them even to beat the Patriots. Like, I know they look better. I'm the guy telling you they hung with Buffalo. I was impressed. But I'm not guaranteeing that they're going to go beat the teams they're supposed to beat because they haven't all season long. They haven't been able to. All right. Are we doing headlines here, Hawk? Am I in the middle of headlines?
You are in the middle of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are.
Sorry.
We are.
I saw this tweet that I thought was hilarious. Some guy tweets out, got kicked out of the voting booth for playing the ESPN NFL draft selection chime each time I filled out a new circle on my ballot.
That's so brilliant. I saw that. There's another great tweet that I saw, which I think is so great. College game day sets up outside the Capitol for election coverage. Imagine Lee Corso putting on a Trump or Kamala hat at the end of the show. That's brilliant.
Somebody else commented, got kicked out of mine for bringing Bernd Lundquist and Jim Nantzen to Golf Whisper narrate me voting.
That's great. I saw a picture of Josh Appel with Jim Nantzen in the broadcast booth this past Sunday. Where were you again?
I was in Baltimore.
Yeah. Did he remember you because you won the Jim Nance Award in college?
Oh, Jim and I are texting buddies.
Is that so?
Yeah. And by texting buddies, I mean when we have the same game, I say, hey, looking forward to seeing you this weekend in blank city. Great. Sounds good. Come by the booth. And we have mostly the same interaction every time.
Hmm.
So is it a rule when you win the Jim Nance Award, which is very prestigious, that every time you're at a stadium, you have to actually post an Instagram story starting with the ground, the turf, and your shoes, and then pan up to the field? Is that a rule?
Yeah. Have you ever thought of doing that, Appel, when you get to a stadium to show your shoes walking on the turf? Because that would be cool.
I might start doing that. I might start.
I do enjoy. If you don't follow Appel on Instagram, when he gets to the stadium, he does that. And I actually like it.
I like to bring the folks
Josh Appel at Josh Appel on Instagram.
Josh_Appel. If you love stadium pictures. You
love stadium pictures. Who were you doing the game with last Sunday? Giovanni Bernard,
yeah. Former St. Thomas Aquinas, Raider, former UNC Tar Heel, Bucks, Bengals.
Who's on the call with you this Sunday?
Mark Carrier, former Chicago Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, the Dolphins don't make any big news or any big splash today. We shouldn't be surprised. Mike McDaniel told us yesterday that, they're not sellers. So they still believe that this roster can turn it around.
Admittedly, he's told us a lot of stuff that hasn't panned
out. The Chiefs won yesterday. They beat the Buccaneers in overtime. They're 8-0. D-Hop looked really good. A couple local things happened yesterday as well. Canes Hoops, following the Canes women's basketball team, starting out with a dub. They opened up with a dub as well. They beat Farley Dickinson in the season opener. 113-72 was the final score. They'll host Binghamton on Sunday.
You're taking issue with Farley?
It's not Farley.
All right.
Yeah, apparently. Well, it's not cross-crunchy either, and I didn't correct you on that earlier.
I heard that come out of my mouth, and I was wondering why.
Lana and I stared right at each other, and we were thinking about it, and we just kind of let you go.
Normally you jump in right away, and
we did it with our eyes.
The Miami Heat did lose yesterday to the Kings by one, crushing loss at the very end.
What the line was on that game?
It was Kings plus one, was it not?
It was Heat plus one.
Heat plus one, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Heat are 3-3. They begin a 6-game road trip tomorrow at the Suns. No big deal. They're at the Suns.
No big deal. What's going on with Milwaukee? You follow the NBA more than us. Like what and I know Giannis didn't play yesterday, but what is going on there? Is Doc Rivers' job in danger?
I saw
that would be Who'd they fire to bring in Doc Rivers? Wouldn't it be funny if they just rehired that guy? Because they were in first place with that guy.
Adrian Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw Perk today just slamming, I think it was on First Take, or maybe Get Up, slamming Giannis Antetokounmpo because he's like, hey, Giannis, you can't just now take the easy way out and try to force your way out of Milwaukee. Like, reap what you sow. You wanted Dame to go be there, and I didn't see you make any sort of effort this offseason to get you and Dame on the court together. And I don't know if any of that's true, Hawk, but they're kind of making it seem like Giannis is setting it up to force his way out of there. But, the Bucks have any incentive to trade him? Not really.
I don't think so.
He's got 10 more years.
I don't think he's going anywhere. I just wonder what's going on there.
Well, Chris Middleton,
how can you be that bad?
Chris Middleton had 2 surgeries in the offseason, 1 on each ankle. I mean, Hawk, right now you have a better crossover and Hezzy than Chris Middleton.
But shouldn't Giannis and Dame be enough?
They scored 75 points the other night against Cleveland and lost combined.
Has Cleveland lost yet?
Nope. 8-0.
8-0?
8-0. And Darius Garland looks like he's the best player in the NBA after Pelle Larsson. It's truly incredible what's going on there. The Panthers are off until Thursday. They're going to host the Preds. And tonight, 7 p.m., speaking of the Miami Hurricanes, we find out where the Canes will be ranked in the college football playoff poll, gentlemen.
All right.
If I see a team with one loss pop up ahead of them,
you're going to see two teams with one loss pop up ahead of them.
It's enough already. Win your games, okay? When the Canes have a loss, you can put teams with a loss over them.
I was reading Solana in the first segment today. I read some predictions off NCAA.com, and one of them has Miami at 5. They've got BYU over them at 8-0 and Miami at 9-0, number 5, because, as they write, Miami's undefeated, but its only win over a team that the committee will rank is Louisville. As a team potentially without a ranked win, Miami falls outside the top 4.
Putting BYU, who's been fantastic this season, one of my favorite stories in college football, with their Jewish quarterback, BYU. BYU, as some might call it. Not certain I'm going to be putting that team over Miami, which is the number one offense in the country with the leading candidate for the Heisman. What are we doing here?
By the way, anyone who didn't bet BYU on Yom Kippur with that guy starting quarterback, you missed out on free money.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, guys. Can't believe I'm working in a baseball story, but since Appel's here, it kind of makes sense. So,
who's going to be the Marlins manager, Appel?
Who knows? I don't know. I'm not part of the things.
All right. We appreciate the insight.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know what I know.
So, you know the A's are moving, right? They're no longer part of Oakland. They're going to be in Las Vegas, but they're not getting there until, I think, 2028, the 2027, right. 2028 season. So, they're going to play their games in Sacramento. But they don't want to be known as the Sacramento A's, and I guess they can't be called the Las Vegas A's until they're in Las Vegas. Doesn't make any sense to me. So they're going to play.
Why can't they adopt the city that they're going to?
So weird. So for the next 3 seasons.
Appel, why is that?
I'm not certain, honestly. Right. I'm providing no expertise.
Our baseball insight has really worked out well here with the only person associated with a major league team.
Here's my insight. Their owner should have sold the team to somebody who would keep them in Oakland. That's
fair.
What should have happened.
Fair.
Well, they're just going to be known as the Athletics. They dropped from
No city.
No city. From their social media handle, they already dropped Oakland, and their branding guidelines are just going to be the A's or the Athletics. No city attached, period, for the next 3 seasons.
Hmm.
Well, how will teams know where to travel then?
Yeah, it's a good point by you. But
yeah.
They're just the Athletics now. I mean, it's bizarre. It's weird. Just let them be Las Vegas.
I love the name the A's. Yeah, what are we doing? A lot of people were saying that they were going to become the Las Vegas Aces. I know there already is an Aces, but wouldn't it make sense with them because they have the A's?
No, because there's a team, as you said, that already exists called that.
All right.
So would it make sense?
I mean, there used to be the St. Louis Cardinals football team while the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team was playing.
It's for when you were growing up in the 30s, right?
That is true, with my Victrola.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 70s. That is your weather. I haven't been able to share this with anybody because Hawk and Crowder don't watch Game of Thrones. But Appel, you watch Game of Thrones. I know you do. You see they're going to make a live-action Game of Thrones movie to kind of re-up the series again. So no shows with Game of Thrones, but they're going to get a movie coming out soon in a couple years.
And this is going to pick up after the series ended? Because we already got the prequel.
I don't think there's a script written yet or anything like that. But Hawk, big deal for the Game of Thrones
fans. Did this just drop?
Over the weekend.
You're just finding this out?
Yeah, over the weekend we found out, yeah. But you and Crowder are. If I bring that up with you guys, you start making fun of me for
Dragons. Well, you told me what one of the subplots was, and I'm kind of into it. I'll go see that in a theater.
Game of Thrones.
I hope it's like one big olive branch that makes up for the entire final season, except for the third episode, which was the battle where, spoiler alert, Arya does something to the Night King. Other than that,
no one knows what you're talking about at this point. Anything else, Solana?
I think we're good there. Way to go, pal.
He always just has to put in this minutia no one's interested in. The whole
Don't
season
bring
was
up
that
topic,
bad.
And then when I talk about it, I get mad about me talking about it.
No, really, he's not wrong. A lot of people.
Exactly what we do.
A lot of people on Halloween had like a trash bag on them, and then Game of Thrones final season.
It was that bad. The entire season.
Oh, that's why everybody was wearing trash bags on Halloween.
Imagine, Hawk, imagine 7 seasons building up to winter coming, and then in the final season, they've built it up for 9 years, and in the final season, winter comes in one episode and it's over. It's done. And you couldn't even see the episode. It was too dark.
Oh, that's the one that was filmed super dark.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because that episode was a banger. It's one of the best episodes, I think, from the entire series.
But you couldn't see it.
Correct.
Huh. That would annoy me.
Oh, I could imagine the take that
that would annoy me. We'll take a quick break. We're back. Everybody knows my old friend Eric Nunez. He's the big boss in the 305. If he's involved in a car dealership, they are flat out winning because he sells for less and he pays his employees the most. And based on national new Hyundai sales data, Doral Hyundai has become the number one Hyundai dealer in the nation. Others talk about it. Doral is number one. Choose from the largest selection of Hyundais in the area with over 1,300 new Hyundais in stock. They also just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral and a new Kia store in Doral to go with the Volkswagen and Acura stores. I mean, we got action. If you know Eric Nunez, you know he's going to have every one of these dealerships at the number one spot before long. He manages the entire Miami area for the Lithia Automotive Group, the number one automotive retailer in the nation. So go see my good friend Eric Nunez and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You have part of your ass on your foot.
Not a deformity, it's a skin graft.
Huh. It's a deformity. I hate to break it to you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is some other stuff coming on as I'm talking about Canes where there. Inter Miami has a do or die game coming up this weekend. Panthers will be back in action. And Appel, I don't know if you have any interest in this or not, but I'm curious. A week from this Friday is the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. Do you have any interest in that?
I do not.
Really? Not going to watch it? Not interested? Don't have any kind of thoughts on it?
It doesn't do it for me. You know, I'm a WWE, I'm a wrestling guy.
I know, and like just the buildup and the drama of it, like it falls into WWE territory, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'm not a Jake Paul guy, and just I'm out on that whole thing. Now, Logan Paul in WWE, that's a different story. But Jake Paul doing like his own boxing.
Jimmy
thing,
lit up at that, yeah.
Oh, he's great. He's awesome.
Yeah, Logan's awesome. And I don't, like, I'm to each their own. It's just the Jake Paul boxing stuff is just not for me.
Interesting. So you wouldn't want to watch then Mike Tyson try to kick his ass if you don't like him?
No, because if that happens, I'll see the clip on Twitter. Mm. I'm not going to watch it live.
You know, it's free on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And you're not going to watch it?
Nope.
You believe him, Solana?
No, I do not. I do not believe him at all.
You think we're all going to be talking about this next week? Because next week will be the lead up to it. Like, do you think that this is a dominant sports? Because they're going to churn the promo machine on. Netflix knows how to do that. Any you know, combat sports, they know how to do it. Like, my guess is next week you're going to see Tyson on First Take and Get Up. Like, they're going to turn on the promo machine. Do you think we're all going to be talking about it or no?
It'll be mentioned, but I don't think you're going to do like full shows on breaking down the
fight. I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking about the sports fan in general. Like, is this something that's going to have some steam?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure it will. I mean, Jake Paul is obviously immensely popular. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of crossover between the people who watch UFC that are going to watch this too. And it's Tyson. People like Tyson. People like watching him fight. And as you ask me, I think people will like to see Jake Paul get his ass kicked. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll draw great numbers. I just won't be one of them.
I could see it being a little spicy leading up to it. Why not? Like, these two guys, they know how to sell fight. And, bro,
yep.
Mike Tyson back in the ring. I mean, Hawk, people your age love that bleep, man. Like, oh, it's Mike Tyson, like, bro.
You probably won't see him again. I mean, this is the guy. He was must-watch television. And, like, it comes to an end. It does with all athletes. You know, it's why you still watched Michael Jordan every game that he played with the Wizards, because you knew it was coming to an end. Like, this is probably the final time, I would guess.
I feel like there's also a non-zero chance that Jake Paul says something racist or of that, you know, tone, insulting towards Tyson over the course of the build. I feel like that's a lock. If I could bet on something, I'd probably bet on that.
There's some breaking news in the NBA. The Philadelphia 76ers have suspended Joel Embiid for 3 games for shoving that media member. Hmm. We all saw the story on Saturday.
Feels a little harsh.
No video on that, huh?
I have a feeling it'll come out, though. Like, if we got the Jordan Poole, Draymond Green punch video from TMZ.
Someone's got to have that, right?
Somebody in the Sixers organization has it. You know, the Michael Scott situation, they email it to the wrong person. All of a sudden, TMZ's offering you 15 Gs for it. Like, we're going to get that video at some point. Maybe next offseason, but at some point we'll get it.
Trying to see if you can bet this Mike Tyson fight on the Hard Rock app. I'm not certain that you can. Maybe you will be able to next week, but a lot of states have laws about betting on exhibitions. If it's not an actual sporting event, and this isn't, it's an exhibition, so you may not be able to bet it down here.
But you can bet on table tennis.
That's an actual sporting competition.
Chechnya.
That is true. Solana's made a lot of money on Chechenian table tennis
players. I've lost a lot of money on Chinese table tennis players.
But everybody talks about how easy it is to bet table tennis. How are you guys losing money on it?
I have a friend who will live bet minus 2,000 lines on there and just spam it for the whole day. It's the most wild gambling philosophy I've ever heard in my life, but it works until it doesn't. And I'm convinced that, like, they keep these guys like locked up in like a jail cell of some kind, and they just rotate them in and out, because these, like, Radlow plays like seven matches a day.
I think this is like Chechenian blood sport that you're gambling on.
Yeah, there's going to be an uprising.
That you have no problem on, huh? But the Tyson Paul fight, you do. All right,
absolutely. Well,
everybody draws their line somewhere.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Search Katy Perry. You'll figure out why Jimmy wants to do the dishes.
Hawk and Crowder.
I didn't hear what you just said off the air, Josh. Did you say that there was a trade or a move in the NFL?
Jordan Phillips posted on his Instagram a picture of him playing for the Bills, and some are saying that it's because they lost a defensive lineman against the Dolphins, so it would make sense.
All right. Oh, we didn't even do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. We'll do an abbreviated version here, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I had asked you earlier, do you see a pathway to victory for the Dolphins next Monday night in LA? And you, I mean, I get it. Everybody has a chance any given week. I'm not necessarily certain what the legitimate chances are, but the line on that game is Dolphins plus 2.5. You think that line's low? I kind of feel like it's a low line when I first see it.
I guess maybe the Dolphins performance against Buffalo kind of gives Vegas some confidence that, you know, because what home team minus 3 is like the standard.
Right. Line. So you think they're pretty even teams at this point. Over under on the game is 50.5. They're obviously expecting a lot of points.
I think if the Dolphins can replicate what they did against Buffalo, I think they've got a really good shot. They've looked like themselves offensively with Tua. It's can the defense hang on in the second half like they haven't been able to do the last couple weeks.
Just wonder if that's an emotional letdown game, that Buffalo game. You follow up the Arizona game where theoretically you could win that game, and then you go to Buffalo and you play a game probably good enough to win on the road against the best team in your division, and you don't end up with the W. Like, is there the possibility that you just kind of throw in the towel at that point?
I don't know if they're like wired that way, especially like their mindset is, okay, well, at least the guys who were there, we've done this before. We've had a poor start and finished strong. I think a lot of the guys wear that as a sense of pride. Like, they don't want to be the team that had all the hype and then finishes with four wins. I think they're too talented to keep
go out that way.
If they stay the course and play like they did the last couple weeks, I think they're going to win more often than they won't.
Josh Appel, he will be on the call Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs and Denver Broncos in KC. You can hear that on Sports USA all across the nation. Chiefs are 8-point favorites, by the way, over Denver. Chiefs seem to be rolling right now. I'm not necessarily certain I would feel comfortable taking Denver plus the points in that situation, but I guess you'll do your research this week and you'll find out what you think. We appreciate you joining us for a couple hours on the program today. I didn't even ask you, today's National Donut Day. I didn't even ask you, where do you get the best donut?
The best donut. Are you talking about chain or in general, where's the best donut I've had?
Where's the best donut to go get a donut? It's National Donut Day. You're going to finish up this segment. It's 5 o'clock. You go, you know what? I want to go get a donut.
You can't go wrong with a Krispy Kreme.
That's the one. There's a right answer on that. I'm not even asking for an opinion. There's a right answer and a wrong answer. And if you don't say Krispy Kreme, you've given the wrong answer. What's the best donut at Krispy Kreme?
I like the glazed with the chocolate frosting on top.
The guy knows. He knows. That's the best donut in the world.
Yeah. I do like one with vanilla frosting. I do like one with vanilla frosting, too.
But the one, the Krispy Kreme, the glaze, the original Krispy Kreme with the little chocolate frosting circled around the top is by far the best donut. I just read today that all the Mojo Donuts have closed.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Not the one in Broward, just the one in Miami-Dade.
Correct, you're right. The ones in Dade. All the ones in Dade closed.
We're back. Never been.
Or Claude.
We're back. Never been, he mumbled under his breath. All right. Well, we'll see you, Appel. I'll see you for lunch tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
We appreciate the couple hours today and have a great call Sunday in KC.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure.
There you go. Josh Appel, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Who do you want out on the football field? Pork chop or chop salad?
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.